You will hear longer conversations and talks. After each conversation or talk, you will hear some questions.
Hey, Sarah, did you catch the new movie that came out last weekend?
Yeah, I went to see it. It was a superhero movie, right? I thought it was okay, but to be honest, I've been getting a little tired of those types of films. They all seem to follow the same formula. What about you?
I haven't seen it yet, but I've heard mixed reviews. I understand what you mean, though. Superhero movies have been dominating the entertainment industry for years now, and it feels like they're becoming repetitive. I think they're more about the special effects than the story these days.
Exactly. I mean, the action scenes are great, but I want more depth in the characters. That's why I prefer independent films. They focus more on storytelling and emotions, and I think they offer a fresh perspective.
I agree. I've been watching more documentaries lately. They're a great way to learn about real-world issues while still being entertained. Have you seen that new documentary about climate change?
No, not yet, but it's definitely on my list. I love documentaries that tackle important topics like that. It feels like you're learning something valuable rather than just watching explosions on screen.
Exactly. I think documentaries are becoming more popular because people are looking for meaningful content. I don't mind the occasional blockbuster, but I want entertainment that challenges my thinking too.
Me too. That's why I've been going to more live performances as well, like theater and concerts. There's something special about experiencing entertainment in person.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. I went to a jazz concert last month, and it was incredible. Live music has a different energy, you know? It's unpredictable and raw in a way that movies or TV shows can't capture.
Absolutely. That's why I also love going to art exhibitions. It's a completely different form of entertainment, but it can be just as engaging as a movie or a concert.
Sounds like you've got a pretty balanced approach to entertainment. A little bit of everything.
I will try. It's important to explore different forms of entertainment so you don't get bored or stuck in a rut. What's on your entertainment list next?
I think I'll check out that climate change documentary and maybe catch a play this weekend. It's been a while since I've seen one.
Number 1. What movie did the woman watch recently? Number 2. Why is the woman getting tired of superhero movies? Number 3. What does the man say about superhero movies? Number 4. What kind of films do women prefer? Number 5. What entertainment does the man say he enjoys lately? Number 6. What does the woman like about live performances? Number 7. What type of entertainment does the woman say she enjoys in addition to live performances? Number 8. What is the man planning to do next for entertainment? Number 9. How does the woman feel about the content of documentaries? Number 10. According to the conversation, what can be said about the man's view on entertainment?